listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that the road people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome.
And good morning. How about that? Let's blow the shofars.
So far, so good.
Yeah, no. You can keep your dial set right there at 89.9. The radio is not blowing up. That was not Hoss Wiggins at his concert blowing the shofar. But Hoss Wiggins is with us in the studio, and also we have a couple guests that are going to be sharing with us today in regards to walking with warriors. We have Jonathan and Lauren Dobbs, who are with us today, and we also have the one and only famous David Francoeur.
Well, only famous here.
No.
Glad to be here.
And Karen's going to be joining us in a little bit as well. And we also have some other guests that are probably going to be popping in. All right, so you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This is Wednesday Live. And Haas, we're blessed to have you for just a couple minutes. You're a busy man.
No, I have been busy lately, but it's good to be here.
All right, there's an exciting concert that's coming up, and we want everybody to know about it. So who is going to be the artist?
Well, I'm going to be the artist, and I've been singing for the Lord, my gracious, probably 38, 40 years.
And, awesome.
I love bragging on Jesus in song.
Tell me one of the favorite songs you're going to be sharing. Did I spring that on you?
No, you didn't. I have several of them, but I'm looking forward to singing a song written by Jimmy Fortune, and it's entitled I Believe.
I Believe. Okay.
That song just ministers to my heart, as well as several of the other songs that I'll be doing.
So this concert's coming up.
It is.
26th?
March 26th at 6 p.m. at Tropical Farms Baptist Church.
Okay. Do you know the address of the church there, or people can pull it up?
Yeah, people can look it up on their phone.
Tropical Farms Baptist Church, 76, takes... from Stewart, 76, head west?
Yes, it's about a mile and a half west of the 95 interchange.
There you go.
At Kenner Highway.
So it's not too far to hop in your car, come over from Okeechobee, or you can head up on 95 from Palm Beach County down south that way, or maybe up in St. Lucie, Indian River?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Come on out. We're going to have a great time in the Lord.
Now, Haas, just tell us for a minute, how did you get to be so young and, serving God? What have you done over the years? What's a little bit about your background for people who don't know you?
Well, I retired 33 years from Martin County Fire Rescue.
There you go.
Over half that, probably close to 20 years now, I had the great opportunity and blessing of being asked to serve as our department chaplain.
Awesome.
And I still continue to serve as our chaplain. And my wife and I, years ago, we had a music ministry. We'd travel around and we'd plug our sound equipment in and sing to anybody that was willing to
listen,
take
right?
a chance and listen to us. I've told people before, my wife went to college at Florida State, and she majored in music. She learned how to sing and play by note. And I said, the difference between me and her is I sing by letter. I just open up and let her fly.
So she's a real professional. She will be in the audience, right?
She will be. And she's been been a big influence. Her and the Lord have been a big influence in as far as my desire to sing for the Lord.
All right, so this is an event for families.
Yes, it is. Everybody come on out.
Everybody come on out.
Young and old and
what
everybody
time?
In between. 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Sunday, March the 26th.
Yes, sir.
Tropical Farms Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Hoss Wiggins will be ministering in song.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And you are a minister.
Well, God bless you.
And you will be ministering in song.
That's right.
How long is the concert?
Well, it all depends on how many songs I'm going to do, but roughly around an hour,
oh,
hour
no.
and 15 minutes.
Okay.
You know, there's some testimonies. I believe in infusing songs in between songs.
Amen.
With testimonies by way of introduction and stuff. And I you know, you try to introduce a song, and part of that is sharing a word of testimony of a situation, perhaps, that deal with the words of that song that you're fixing to sing.
Yeah.
And
amen.
So, that's it's about an hour and 10, 15 minutes.
Are there any tickets that people have to get or just show up?
No, it's free. You come and you walk in the door, and we've got padded pews for everybody. They'll be comfortable, and just come on in. And it's free, and so we just my pastor asked me last year if I would do a concert. I've done one there a couple years ago, and for whatever reason we just didn't get a date ironed down, and so we took that up again, and so we set this date March 26th.
So if you're just tuning in, one more time, we have Hoss Wiggins with us right here in the studio today, and Hoss is just bringing to our attention that there's going to be a concert at Tropical Farms Baptist Church. It's going to be on March the 26th, and that will be at 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
6 o'clock, and that is in Stuart, Florida. Mm-hmm. So make plans to come and be a part of this great event. Let's pack the house out.
Amen. Let's do it.
I'd love to do it. Love to have standing room only. That's the way it ought to be. It's going to be a powerful night. Let me tell you, I do know that Hoss Wiggins is a man of God, and I'm always blessed when he starts sharing some of his God stories. And we appreciate your ministry, appreciate your service, and looking forward to a great night. Would you just open up our program with prayer before you slip out? I know you have some other things to do today.
Yes, sir. Let's pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, God, we come to you today. What an awesome privilege it is as your children to be able to call you Abba, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we just we pray your blessings on this day. Lord, I pray that you would bless the folks that are out listening to this radio channel today, that God, you would allow your Holy Spirit to minister to them in ways that we can't even fathom. Lord, would you bless the lives of so many people that are listening to WCNO. Lord, I pray over the staff here. Ask, Lord, that you would bless and meet their needs. God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen.
Whom we have victory.
Amen.
And I pray these things praise in Christ's Jesus. Name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen.
I'm planning to be there.
All right.
My wife and I, we're excited, so we're planning to come.
Well,
so,
I'm planning on singing to you.
All right. Very good. Once again, March the 26th. 6 p.m., Tropical Farms Baptist Church right here in Stuart, Florida. Plan an evening to come out and be ministered to and just enter into the presence of God. It's going to be a great night.
Mm.
Great pastor in your church there, a good friend, a man of prayer, and you're in a good place, and I'm looking forward to having some fellowship with you all there.
God bless.
God bless.
You.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right. Well, now we want to welcome David. You have put together a schedule here with another Jonathan, which is good. Jonathan's a friend of David, and we have Jonathan and David and Jonathan and Lauren here in the studio. So welcome.
Thank you.
This is great. Yeah, Jonathan and Lauren Dobbs are involved in a wonderful ministry to first responders, military, families. And that's those in active duty or those currently employed, as well as those retired.
Yes.
And called Walking with Warriors. And I met Jonathan a little bit ago through Ed Skiba, who's a mutual friend of ours, and Ed is a police chaplain.
Right.
And is also a good friend of mine. And we were actually, I was talking to Jonathan about coming on to a brand new program here at WCNO that will begin airing the 3rd of April. And so I say that to you because if you're listening now and you want to listen to what Jonathan says and you're on the edge of your chair and then you got an appointment and you can't finish this, he's going to be coming back and we're going to get in more depth on April the 3rd at 11 a.m. for this program, The Front Line. And Jonathan and Lauren, you're on the front line of ministry reaching out to warriors.
That's
people,
right.
People, first responders. Tell us, I'd like to, I want to get to you talking about Walking with Warriors, but I'd love to hear your testimony. How did you meet Jesus?
Well, I met Jesus in 1996. I was in high school, 17 years old, and I got invited to what I thought was just a big concert event, and it ended up being a Billy Graham crusade.
Oh, wow.
At the crusade, I felt convicted of my sins and decided to go forward and receive Christ, and he changed my life. And then that started our journey. I think the word that I want to key into today is surrender.
Amen.
That white flag moment where you give the Lord everything with your whole heart, and that's kind of where my journey began.
Praise the Lord. And Lauren, I don't want to leave you out because your testimony is vital to this, not just this interview, but as you both in Christian marriage and sharing ministry together. Well, how did Jesus come to you?
Yes, so I praise God because I was raised up in a Christian home, and my parents just loved me and shared Jesus with me every day. And so as a young girl, I put my faith in Jesus. I would say it was probably soon after that I met Jonathan, where we met in college, so at the age of 19, 20. I was at Auburn University. He was at University of Georgia. And we met at church on a random Sunday. My dad was in the Army, stationed in Georgia. And I just had one Sunday to visit the church that my parents were joining. They had just gotten stationed there. Jonathan happened to grow up in that city, in Augusta. And so he was attending the church, and we met immediately. I said, that's the person I'm going to marry. I left. We were engaged 4 months later and married that year. And so God had definitely, it was a God story. He had his hand in it all. And so we started growing just as Christians. And I would say during that season, we got married, and then the next year I was pregnant with our first child. We have six kids.
Wow.
And in that season, God just, again, that word surrender, he said that, I want all of you, Lauren, and
Amen.
I want all of your marriage, and I want, I have plans, and surrender. And so I think that leads probably to the next step. We had gotten out of college, graduated, and he got commissioned as an officer in the Air Force. And so we had gotten our first assignment, moved to our second assignment in Oklahoma, and then I think he'll share the next part of the story, the God story of surrender.
Right. Because this is also your heart for warriors, is your military experience, being a God man in military.
Yeah, I think for me in the journey, I'd just like to say welcome to all your listeners and greet you in Jesus' name. And the God is on the move right here in Martin County, but among the nations. And we're really thankful to be here today. Thank you for letting us be here.
Is there a book? I'm already wondering. I'm hearing surrender, surrender, surrender. And I'm hearing this from people in the city that are saying God's working on that in my life because it is such a key. I'm sorry I jumped in there. Yeah. I just thought maybe there's a book we should promote.
I'm in the process of writing a book. It's always been a dream of mine. Because what we started with this, it was like, Lord, we surrender. Mm. Will you wow us? Would you show us your glory? We want the greater work, the greater good. And that's exactly what he's done, whether it's through our marriage, through our children. And so there's chapters being written, but
the
I'll
book's
let
coming.
You know when
the
it
book's
comes.
Coming. Okay. Sorry, Jonathan.
No,
go ahead.
No, it's okay. In 2007, I was out at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. I was active duty, and I was an aircraft maintenance officer. And had like 480 employees, had to brief the general every day. Life was going really well for me. I'd been in the military for probably about 6.5 years with Air Combat Command. And in a couple more years, you know, I'd be a commander, and we were just thinking we'd stay in the military and for life, you know. That's when God wanted us to surrender the career to the military, to him. We were in the front yard, the kids were playing, and she asked a really key question, said, you know, what is the most important thing in life, you know? And for us, you know, it's knowing Jesus. It's really knowing him in a personal Amen. Relationship.
Making him
and,
known.
And, you know, mm-hmm. making him known. Mm-hmm. And we just started asking, well, who are the people, you know, in the world that need to know who he is? We were talking about unreached people groups and people who are generally far from God. We didn't realize it at the time, but we were just talking about it. And we just kind of said to ourselves, husband and wife, you know, of those Christians out there, who are willing to go and do something about that? And that kind of led us on a journey. We had to surrender our military career, and we went to school again, and then our first assignment was Northern India. And so we've done a number of jobs. I was a missionary in India with Lauren and the kids for about 3 years. And then after that, I came back to the States. She got real sick, and we had to come home and again surrender our plans. I became a pastor of missions at a really great church in Indianapolis, and served in that capacity for a couple of years, had a great experience. And then God invited us down here to Stuart on a missionary team, and we had to do this really scary thing to raise funds and start figuring out how to start ministry from scratch, which was kind of what we did in India. And began, you know, starting Bible studies and engaging people in the streets and starting, you know, Bible studies in bars and tattoo parlors and homes and places you wouldn't expect in Miami and Melbourne and here in Martin County. So that's kind of, you know, some of my experiences up until now, David.
Oh, that's powerful. And I know that you went back into the military as a chaplain.
That's right.
And what was I know that I key in on that, your story, because then as a chaplain, where did you serve?
So my first opportunity was that first year here in Stuart. I got an opportunity to be a reserve chaplain at Patrick Air Force Base in the rescue wing. And so it just started very part-time. And about a year into it, my wing chaplain took off to Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. I had to kind of run things a little bit more. And then, tragically, we had a helicopter go down in Iraq. And we had 9 people die, and 3 of them were part of our unit. And so that brought me back on active duty. I had to kind of surrender my civilian ministry to loving on the families and laying them to rest and bringing honor and respect to them through memorial services and you know things like that. And then shortly after, I got recruited to active duty again after being out for like 9 years. I didn't ever think I'd be back in the military.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was at Patrick. I went to MacDill Air Force Base as my first assignment on active duty as a chaplain, and then my last one was at Fort Bragg at Pope Army Airfield, serving with the Air Force at an Army base with the 82nd Airborne. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And it's clear to me why God led you to walking with warriors, because you are a warrior and you've worked with them at all levels in your military experience and as a pastor, heart to heart with them and their families. And getting involved with, it was a no-brainer for me to see you doing there. And I know God had put you there. When you shared with me when I first met you and you were talking about your investment and involvement with that, I mean, I just heard the passion in your heart. And I would love our listeners to hear that passion again. Tell us what. Well, I'm trying to figure this out. About 7 questions that popped in my mind at the same time. Forgive me for that. But, all right, who started Walking with Warriors, and why then? Tell us why you got involved. What's going on for you between you and Jesus and your constituents?
Sure. Michael and Brent Harris started Walking with Warriors in 2018. They live over in Tampa, and just had a really terrific heart towards just reaching first responders, bringing honor and respect to their service in the community, as well as the active duty military. And so they started it. Just with meeting needs there within the police force and loving on families. And as we got to know them, and I got a chance as a chaplain to go and be a part of one of their events, we just thought it was a terrific opportunity. And this last year, as we began to leave active duty, we had a heart to continue to serve within the warrior community, people who put their lives on the line, whether that's the police, the sheriff, the EMS, the fire departments, or our military service members all over the world. And as we started to see, wow, God has kind of skipped us in different capacities to serve in this way and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to all these families, and then bring other families who may not necessarily be in the military or in first responder capacity, who just love our country and love these people, to come in and be a part of this great rescue mission. It was just really a great opportunity for us to get involved.
God is, I've noticed, and I have a heart for first responders and military. I have a lot of friends in the military and police work, and some people in the fire fighting community. And I've been appalled at the way, and some people are talking in our nation about defund the police. And, you know, it's one of those great, horrible blanket statements that comes out of the devil's mouth. I'm going to be quite honest. That's where it's coming from. And to think that those who have given their lives for very little money over time, and their families, and they've suffered, and to be treated that way is horrendous, particularly now with veterans. With something, if there's any one area this nation has dropped the ball on seriously, it's with really ministering to our veterans. Your ministry in walking with warriors, particularly with veterans, how do you see the Lord working through you all in their lives?
Well, see, walking with warriors is a little bit unique because we want to see past, present, and future high-risk public servants involved in the ministry, to include families in the communities. And so veterans and those who've come out of the military have a lot of military experience, but a lot of life experience. And they're invaluable to those who are currently serving. And they're also invaluable to young people who want to go into the military or go into, you know, our first responder community and learn how to serve in that capacity. And so there's a place at the table, God's table, for all these people. But what we find is through military service, we get beat up a lot. We sometimes spiritually and emotionally and through life. And they need the gospel too. We need the gospel in every season of our life.
Amen.
But a lot of our veterans, they love our country. They're active in our community, but they may not know Christ. And so they can serve in one of our many programs and unique experiences, but they're going to hear about Jesus in that process, even if they're filling a care package. And they get a chance to come to that point of decision, that point of surrender, if
Praise
they
God.
So choose, you know?
And I can see what you're doing, and I know there's other groups in America. I don't know all their names, but they also have a predominant outreach to first responders, and in some cases, specifically military veterans, and in a great need of so many veterans that are homeless.
That's right.
Which grabs at my heart, bro.
Yeah.
And it really, and I'm sure it does at yours. And I think the prayer we all need to have is a prayer of thanksgiving to God that those people were called and enabled to serve their country when they could.
Yeah.
And their country should now serve them because we can, and we should.
Agreed.
And I'm getting preachy here. Sorry, I'm going to back
That's
off on
right.
that. But we have just a few minutes left in our segment, and I do want to remind people that we haven't promoted this program, The Front Line, yet, but April the 3rd is our inaugural broadcast. Jonathan Dobbs and his lovely wife, Lauren, is going to be with us to talk more about their story, their God stories, about walking with warriors, and in some specific areas. Then we're going to invite people to call in that have questions or comments.
Sure.
And that's going to be a wonderful experience and a great kickoff for that kind of program. But I would love for you to extend a God-felt invitation to our listeners to get involved with Walking with Warriors, and I'd love for you to tell them how they can find out more information. I know there's a website and a phone number, and how they can get involved in praying for this ministry and donating to it. And particularly, our brother Jonathan here is raised about 60% of his income, but he has to raise it. There is no hole in the sky opening up and bundles of $100 bills falling out into their living room.
Yeah.
And I will witness to the fact God is in this ministry. He wants Jonathan and Lauren and the others involved to succeed because this is his call on them. We're not making this up. This is absolutely real. Jonathan, tell us how people can get involved and especially how they can donate for your support.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. So my Gmail account is dobsintheharvest@gmail.com. Again, that's dobsintheharvest@gmail.com. If somebody wants to shoot me an email or do that. Lauren, tell them the Instagram thing.
Yes, so we just recently set up an Instagram. It is walkingwithwarriors_EastFlorida. So walkingwithwarriors_EastFlorida. That's how you can... We're trying to start some updates on that, and we're starting some prayer mornings that we're doing Warrior Hour of Prayer. So we've started that on Monday mornings at Covenant Fellowship at 6:30 a.m. People are welcome to join. We're just spending the hour in prayer over our first responders and law enforcement. We have several attending that are part of that, so that's been so amazing. And God is truly at work, and God is at
Amen.
Work.
And if somebody has an interest in, you know, investing in our family or the ministry, they can reach out to us. We can give them specific ways to do that. But Walking with Warriors, just the heartbeat behind it is we want to see Martin County to continue to be a great place to live. And our first responders, they touch every aspect of our community. And so we want to come alongside them and we want to connect with them. We want to encourage their hearts because all leaders, leadership development, we need to encourage them.
Amen.
And then we also want to strengthen them in very specific ways, whether that's through post-traumatic growth care or, you know, unit engagement or, you know, being able to do some type of event that is great for their family strengthening or their marriages. But we're trying to build a team of people through families who want to get involved in this, who want to invest in this, churches who want to get involved in this, and then also businesses who want to fund and get involved in this. So it's kind of like three layers of leadership that we're trying to build.
Amen. And folks, listen, get on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
If you want to reach Jonathan, it's dobsintheharvest@gmail.com. That's his personal email for the ministry. And from that, you can get more involvement information, donation information, anything else you need to know. If you're an active member of law enforcement, firefighting, EMTs, or in the military, or you're related to somebody, this is a ministry that God, maybe God calling you to be involved in.
Absolutely.
And if you have a big heart for it, then you want to support Jonathan and Lauren because they have a big heart and they're doing a great work for God. Our time is almost up. And so what I'd love for you to do is close with a prayer for the people, your constituency and their families.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Would you do that?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you that you've made a way through Jesus that we can come into the holy place and call out to you. And you're the God of the nations.
Jesus.
You're the God of this nation. And we just pray your will be done in our lives and in our families and in this ministry here. And I just ask that you be with all those who are first responders here in Martin County and in every county in America. I pray that you be with our military as they're deployed all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that you would give them wisdom on how to operate. I pray your protection, your safeguard, these men and women who serve, these high-risk public servants, but also their families. And I just pray for their well-being, that they would be able to accomplish their mission, be able to achieve that which is their task today. And I pray, God, that you would bring many into your kingdom, that you would begin to work within the hearts of the families and the members themselves, that they would come to a place of surrender, to call upon the name of the Lord and join the rescue mission of Jesus Christ. Please be with our nation and all of our first responders and military, Lord. We love you, we praise you, and bless you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Jonathan and Lauren, okay. excuse me, I'm getting all choked up here. Thank you so much for coming. Now, feel free to stay with us for the rest of the program if you can.
Thank you.
We'll have some other things happening. Maybe Ma and Pa are going to show up. I don't know. That's up to Jonathan. He calls them into being. So, but anyway, God bless you and your ministry. And again, April the 3rd from 11 to 12, we're going to have you on the air for the front line.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for listening. And we appreciate it.
Amen.
This is Jonathan.
This is David.
This is Karen.
And this is Sherry.
Let's just say
thank you.
You, our faithful listeners, have come alongside WCNO for over three decades. Every Prayer and Share fundraiser, you have sent us your loving and supportive gifts and personal encouragement. Our spring Prayer and Share begins Monday, March 20th, and there will be 2 weeks of miracles, vision sharing, and some powerful stories. When you receive your mailing, please send in your response card or call us at 772-221-1100 to make your donation.
So glad that you have joined us today. This is Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Keep your dial set right there at 89.9. And I do believe we have Ma and Paul that, Dave, I'm not going to say that Ma is wobbling her way to the studio, because that would stir up a real mess. But you started it.
I did.
And I wouldn't say that, but I'm still looking for some restitution in regards to that. And I'm on Ma's side, and I think she has every right to give you a slap in the love of God. Just saying.
I know that there's going to be a day of reckoning for Pa on that.
Paul's going to have to deal with that.
Yep.
We do have a couple pieces of mail, I think. Karen, why don't you share those with us? And then I want to share about John Stimberger, who is with he is the president of the Florida Family Policy Council from Orlando, is going to be coming to Covenant Fellowship on Astor Lane in Stuart. And we're looking forward to that event. Going to tell you a little more about it in just a second. Let's get to the mail.
Yes, we had a note here from Carolyn and Carol saying, thank you for being there. We love you guys, and we love WCNO.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Somebody's listening.
Yes. Because we don't know unless we hear from you that you're listening.
That's true.
That's right.
And we just had another prayer request from our brother asking for to continue to pray for his wife, for her salvation. And so we're in agreement with
for sure,
because we know she's coming. The Lord has the perfect time when
exactly
he's going to bring her in.
And this is awesome. This you know, as a husband, a lot of times we have wives that are praying for their husbands. This is a husband praying for his wife to be saved. And we stand with you in agreement and just pray that that your wife is released and loosed from sin and Satan and strongholds in her life, that her heart would be open and receptive to the grace, the mercy, and the love of God, and come to Christ in salvation. That's certainly God's plan, and God has blessed your wife with an awesome missionary right there in the house. Again, I wanted to just mention that John Stimberger, with the President Florida Family Council from Orlando, is going to be coming to Stuart. This is going to be a targeted event. It's not open to like everyone in the community. Obviously, we don't have space for that, but it is an event that is specifically for anyone that's in ministry leadership, which you actually are, Jonathan, who's in the room here today. Mm-hmm. Anyone who is in ministry leadership, maybe in education, be a principal, a teacher, someone, you may be involved in homeschool events, or maybe you are a teacher in your own home, maybe you're a coordinator with homeschool events, but very important. The topic that is going to be addressed, and this is becoming a huge issue, transgender. Mm. Transgender and the LGBTQ issues. From a legal perspective, John Stimberger is an attorney, but he also heads up this powerful ministry that's really involved in the state of Florida, one of the key influencers in the state of Florida. John Stimberger is going to be approaching this. What does the law say? Where does the church stand? Where do we as pastors stand? Where do you as an educator? This isn't just for Christian education. This is for any educator, school board members, maybe even local members that are part of the city commission or county commission. And this is going to be right here in Stuart, Florida, coming up on Thursday, April the 27th. Thursday, April the 27th. It will be from 12 to 2:30. And if you would like more information, you can call the station. Karen's going to give you that number right now.
That number is 772-221-1100.
And one other thing we need to say that's getting ready to happen come Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Is prayer and share.
Yep.
That's right.
And prayer and share is one, you know, we do this two times a year. We come to you and we make known to you our request and give you an opportunity to call us, to talk with us, and obviously to join us as financial partners in this ministry. And this prayer and share, this fundraising season, is perhaps maybe one of the greatest that this ministry has had in the last 33 years. And the reason why I'm saying that is that our equipment at the tower, this is our broadcast tower, has finally, after 33 years of service, it is just beyond repair. And we must replace all of our tower equipment. We actually have already placed the order, believing that God is going to provide what we need.
Amen.
And so we are going to need to raise over $300,000. It's $325,000, our total budget. Thank God many of you are already beginning to send your donations in. We already are receiving some letters. We're receiving some pledges that are coming in. Some individuals have been giving specifically to the tower equipment. One church has given $12,500 wow. already toward the tower equipment. That's going to become a part of the total we raise. And so would you please pray with us and plan to join us Monday morning beginning at 7 a.m. right until 6 p.m.
Amen.
Well, you know, Ma and Paul is always welcome here. Plan to join. You know, with spring prayer and share rapidly approaching, the WCNO staff is working feverishly on final preparations. Many of our faithful listeners are also gearing up for prayer, and many are adding on other spiritual disciplines in support of this broadcast ministry. Ma and Paul are planning to get their morning chores done early so they can join us at 7 a.m. as we begin our day Monday, March the 20th. They have made a habit of doing this every day of joining a two-week prayer and share schedule. This year, Paul got his men's Bible study group involved in some extra spiritual disciplines that he believes will strengthen the prayer support for our fundraiser.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute, but not right this minute. I'm right in the middle of getting some pies ready to bake.
Pies? Oh, that's my favorite food group. What kind you baking?
Well, I got 2 apple, 2 cherry, and 3 peach pies with raisins.
Is all that for us? I hope so. Why, you got my saliva glands all excited right now.
Well, don't you remember we got that church spring supper this Sunday? The pastor's been announcing it every Sunday morning for the last month.
Oh, right. I'm sorry, Ma. I've been so caught up in getting ready for WCNO's upcoming prayer and share, I plumb forgot about the supper.
Well, that's one for the history books, Pa. You're forgetting about eating. At least this year, we shouldn't have a tragedy like we did at the last spring supper.
Yeah, that was awful. When that pineapple fell from the sky and bonked old Durwood Glint Mizzle on the head.
Oh, you know, Pa. I told old Martha Ziglitz so many times that her raw fruit and vegetable diet wasn't all that healthy. And look what it done to poor Durwood.
Well, you know, I don't think it's fair to blame old Martha. I mean, it weren't her fault that little mouse crawled up into her pineapple. And then that big eagle came after the mouse and grabbed the pineapple, too.
Yeah, but then she took her slingshot and popped that eagle in the behind. He let go of that pineapple. Man, that thing fell at least 100 feet. And old Durwood got laid out cold.
Well, I understand they're going to let him out of the nursing home in a couple of weeks. Since he finally came out of that coma, I don't think we're going to see him at the spring supper, though.
Yeah, I would imagine not. So, now that you interrupted my bacon, tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, I almost forgot. Anyway, I got the men's Bible study group at the church all fired up over praying for WCNO's prayer and share. Last night, we stayed up late so we could come up with a plan, and I got to tell you, it's a doozy. So, there's three of us going to camp out at the Burt Sagandown State Park. From tonight till Saturday night, we're going to all be praying together, singing hymns and worshiping together, and every 3 hours, we're going to walk that 5-mile trail around the wetlands.
Well, Pa, just a minute. You're going to be camping? You're the fellow who once told me that your idea of camping was staying in a motel with lumpy beds and a black and white TV. Now you're going to go sleep on the ground in a park for 3 nights? And you're going to cook your food over a campfire, too?
Well, in fact, Ma, we're going to be fasting for them 3 nights and 4 days.
Really? You fasting? Pa, you better be assured of a powerful anointing from God for you to be fasting.
I believe the Lord has given us clear guidance on what we're supposed to do, Ma. We camp in the park, we fast, we do the prayer walk, and God will bless all that.
Well, anyway, who's going with you?
Old Elmer Wadnett and Jeff Klingnettle. Jeff's got all the camping equipment, and Elmer is bringing the equipment for the fluids we're going to drink.
Equipment? I thought y'all going to drink water during your fast.
Well, we were, But old Elmer got into juicing, so he's bringing his juice machine and a gas generator. We're meeting downtown at the Green Market this afternoon to buy fruit for the juicer.
So, Pa, listen, I don't want to rain on your parade, but I wonder if you and your friends have really thought this through.
Ma, we done prayed up a storm about it, and everybody is all hot to do it. Why are you so negative?
Well, I'm not trying to be negative, but there are some things y'all need to consider before you embark on this adventure. First of all, old Elmer can't walk 15 feet without stopping to catch his breath. And you got him walking 5 miles every 3 hours?
Well, we did consider that. And old Jeff is bringing one of his refrigerator dollies. When old Elmer gets tired, we can just strap him on the dolly and roll him around a trail.
Well, that's... Well, what about old Jeff, then? He sometimes gets those panic attacks. What if y'all are doing the trail, and old Elmer's strapped to that dolly, and old Jeff gets one of them attacks? What then, Pa? You gonna strap both of them to the dolly?
In the unlikely event that happens, we would just wait for Jeff to get over his attack. He said, just don't leave him face down in the trail so he don't suck dirt into his lungs.
Oh, Pa, let's just take a breath here. I got a big check in my spirit about this plan of yours. Now, I know you guys are faithful Christian men and all, and you all just love WCNO, and you're devoted to their broadcast ministry. I really know that. But none of you are really able to do such an ambitious project with all your health problems. And you, Pa, your back won't hold up sleeping on the ground, especially if you have to haul those bodies around. All around that wetland trail on the refrigerator, Dolly. Please just think about that for a minute.
Well, I gotta say, when you slap that idea around as hard as you just did, I can see where your concerns are coming from. Actually, it's Elmer and me what was hot for it. We had to talk Jeff into coming, and that whole idea got him deep into a panic attack. So,
well, may I suggest that you fellas come over here to the farm, bring some cots into the barn, camp out there, and do all your praying and fasting and such. And don't expose yourself to any dangerous activity. I mean, the folks at WCNO wouldn't want to find out that any of you got sick or injured because you were doing something for them.
I suppose not.
The bottom line is, Pa, that you can do all that prayer here. The Bible reading, worshiping, fasting, everything you want to do, and you can survive so that you can enjoy prayer and share.
Again, Ma, your wisdom overcomes my eagerness. You are a wonder.
Well, just trying to help. And a big benefit is that old Elmer don't have to bring his generator for the juices. We got the electric plugs in the barn anyway.
Right you are. And while, excuse me. Sorry, I've been doing too much breathing this morning. And while we're still on this subject, pardon me again. I've been wondering if I should invite old Durwood Glintmissile to join us. You know, after a year in a coma, he might just enjoy having some company, being a part of a profound spiritual event.
That's a good idea, Pa. Just one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Stay away from juicing any pineapples.
Well, we do appreciate Paul's fervor. No doubt that he's got an abundance of that. And we appreciate the support for our Prayer and Share fundraiser, but we encourage you, our listeners, to engage in spiritual support as well that will not endanger your health or well-being. Your earnest prayers and generous giving are a hallmark of the WCNO family that has been a major source of the support, which has kept us on the air for over 33 years. Tune in this coming Monday, March the 20th, 7 a.m., as God opens up another season of miracles. Wow, Ma and Paul, you outdid yourself today. I'm kind of glad to hear you're going to make your way to the barn. That sounds like a really great plan. Incidentally, I would welcome those of you who would like in some way to fast with us. I had a pastor speak to me the other day, and he said, Jonathan, why don't the two of us fast the first 3 days of Prayer and Share and just seek God for God's favor as we are looking forward to God's provision. And so I'm going to be joining with Pastor Daryl Orman. Many of you know Pastor Orman from First Baptist Church in Stuart. We are going to be fasting together the first 3 days of prayer and share, and believing that many of you may join us as well in some way. Ask God how he would have you join us. And our prayer is that these days will be a great blessing to all of our family, as well as you, our family, being a great blessing to this ministry. We don't come to you every Sunday with an offering basket, but we do come twice a year, and we do need your generous support. All right, we are going to go to just a moment here with, I think we have some promos for our event, and we're going to be back on air. We have another guest that's coming. You're listening to Wednesday Live on WCNO in Palm City, Florida.
Eight legs and runs every time the phone rings. A telemarketing arachnid? Why, no, it's our WCNO staff, of course. And our spring prayer and share fundraiser is coming up. Starting Monday, March 20th, and running for 2 weeks. We will be joyfully there to take your calls, receive your financial gifts, listen to your stories, airing your prayer requests, and in general, celebrating with you in the marvelous work of God through the broadcasting of the gospel. Please send back the response card you get in the mail, or call us at 772-221-1100 to make a donation.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that out, Dave. That was one of our pre-recorded spots in regards to prayer and share. And let's see if we have Dr. Keaton on the phone. Doctor, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, praise God. I'm glad that you called in, and we're so glad to hear from you. Give us a thumbnail. I know that God has given you a unique vision and a unique mission, and you have been working with the Pygmies. Tell us about that. I know there is a critical need in that area of ministry. Can you share it with us?
Yes. I assume people have heard of the Pygmies before, but most of them live in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is just the heart of Africa, right on the equator. It's a gigantic country. You could fit three of Texas in it. It's very big. But a lot of Pygmies live there who are being horribly persecuted before their Christian faith. I've been in there 14 years leading 80,000 Pygmies so far to Jesus. They're all serving Jesus. So there's a big jihad move, like a surge, into the east of the Congo. Now, they're all over anyway. There's 150 armies fighting in there as we speak over the gold and the diamonds and all the precious metals. But there's been a surge into the east where I have seven villages, and about 10,000 Pygmies have survived there. And I evacuated them in the fall up until the end of December. But a lot of them died in the evacuation because the rebels were killing them from behind as they were running to escape with only the clothes on their backs. So what I'm doing now is trying to get enough money to feed them and hover in unplanted fields outside the war zone. So I need about $500 a month to feed approximately 10,000 Pygmies every month. So this is quite an emergency as we speak. Anyone that's moved by God to help their Christian brothers and sisters, the tiny little precious Pygmy bride in the Congo, I would love to have them help me. So tell me what else you think I should tell them.
Dre, we need to give your website so people can go and learn more. Please give that now. We also want to mention you have two or three services that's going to be within our listening area that people could check in and be a part of and find out more as well.
Yes, okay. So my website is Worshiping with Two P's, worshipingwarriorsfellowship.com. I know that's kind of long, but that'll take you to my website, and then you can go to the link to donate to help us. We need monthly help as well as just one-time donations. So it's really a crisis. The crisis will not go on forever, because what we'll do now that we've moved out of the nice home we built for them, now they have to live in a new place. And once we build, buy land and build them a new villages, over there. It'll be less, but for now it's just a crisis of they're starving to death. So worshipingwarriorsfellowship.com. And the meetings that are left, we've done several meetings in Florida, but we're always looking for more. So let's see here. Thursday night will be in Deerfield Beach.
That's March the 14th. Dr. Bree, we're losing you. Can you try moving a little bit because we're losing your phone?
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Okay, March the 16th will be in Deerfield Beach. That's Thursday night at 7 p.m. It's 1463 Southwest 25th Way. And then Sunday morning will be at Haven of Hope, which is at 18 India Lucy Parkway in Stuart, Florida. So that's the last two meetings that we have.
We didn't, you cut out, we didn't hear the March 14th.
There's nothing on the 14th. We already did that.
Oh, that's right. We're done. Okay, very good. So we have the 16th and we have the 19th. That is coming up.
Yes.
The 16th is going to be in Deerfield Beach. The 19th is going to be in Stuart, Florida. And if you would like additional information, once again, let's give the website.
Okay, it's worshipingwarriorsfellowship.com, two P's in worshiping. And any questions, anything anybody wants to know, there's a lot of information about the Dear Little Pygmies on my website. So they can see movies and all kinds of things, pictures on there.
All right, very good. So for our listeners today, maybe you have at some point, as I had, heard some discussion about pygmies and know very little about it. But here is a genuine move of God, 80,000 converts. And there's 10,000 of these precious people that have been fleeing for their life. They are in an area that is not in the jungle where they know how to survive and find food. They are separated, and they're literally starving to death because of a lack of food. And you're not going to see this in the local news. There's plenty of horrific things going on in the world, but the great thing is here are people that are turning to Christ, and they simply need help. And so I believe you mentioned, what is it, a $9,500 a month budget for the food?
Yes, that's what we've estimated to feed them. That's not even for necessities. That's just food. But some have already died of starvation. The ones that weren't murdered as they try to escape. You see, jihad this time is not convert or die. It's kill everybody because they're trying to take east of Congo. That's the Ebola and North Kivu regions of the Congo that they are trying to totally possess. They have all the roads blocked. They've been murdering. And people don't know that pygmies are tiny little people that are just kind of Stone Age types, you know, bow and arrow types. But they were eating them. They have eaten, when I first went there 14 years ago, two-thirds of the pygmies in the Congo had been murdered and eaten by the rebel jihadist soldiers. And because they think of them as animals, not people, but I assure you they're precious little people. And when they come to Jesus, they just come all the way and just passionately love the Lord Jesus. It's interesting too, Pastor, that every time I go, I give them a little instrument called the Proclaimer, and it's the New Testament in a language they can understand. So every night they listen to it around the campfire. And by the time I come back next time to visit them, I go back a lot to the Congo to watch over them. They have memorized the New Testament. They know the whole thing by heart. So they make all their songs and dances about Jesus. And
awesome.
They also say when they play in the night, they play around their campfire the Word of God, the plague of black mambas, which is one of the deadliest snakes in the world. They say that they leave. They can't stand the presence of God, these snakes.
Amen.
So there's a metaphor for everybody.
Amen.
If we would let the Word of God free around us all the time and have it playing, the demons will leave. They can't stand the Word
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Well, Dr. Keaton, we are out of time. I am glad that we were able. We knew it would be tight this morning, but thank you so much. We had a powerful morning of ministry when you were with us at Abundant Life. And, of course, you do have two more services, one in Deerfield Beach, one in Stuart. You can call the station for more information, or you can go to worshipingwarriorsfellowship.com. God bless you, Bree. Have an awesome day. We'll be talking.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Well, you know, we all need to just say...